V'chol ze hoyo b'leil Pesach. Rav Nosson Zal says now, when was this whole action taking place of Yitzchok Avinu sending Esav to go bring him food and get the brachas from him, and then Yaakov Avinu came in instead on the sneak and brought him two goats? Remember, Rivka prepared two goats? It was B'davka the night of Pesach, and the two goats corresponded to the Korban Chagiga and the Korban Pesach. The night on which Yaakov Avinu brought that special food and got the brachas was the night, the Seder night, which is the night when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Ki yitzias Mitzrayim zebechinas susloirus hashena, because the concept of the Jews going out of exile is synonymous with being awakened from sleep. Ki hagolus nimshal hashena, because exile is compared to sleep. Shir amalos b'shuv Hashem es shiva siyoin hayinu kicholmim, that when Hashem returned us to Yerushalayim after 70 years of being in Bavel, it was all like a dream. How do you dream? Most people dream when they're sleeping. So it implies that golus is a state of sleep. There's a pasuk, lochein golo ami mibli das. My people were in exile from lack of das. When a person's brain is off, that's called golus, that's exile, which is synonymous with sleep. Ukeshe yoitzim mea golus, therefore, when a person exits from golus, zel b'chinas tisoyros hashena, that's waking up from sleep. The ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyaydei b'chinas Yosef kemuva, and we know that the main hero of yitzias Mitzrayim was Yosef HaTzadik, as is brought. Ukeman shekosav, as it says, vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took Yosef HaTzadik's bones with him, ukemuva, as is brought. That was the key to getting out of Mitzrayim. Ki Yosef nignav mibeis oviv, because Yosef had been stolen, hilchas geneva, that's what we're talking about here. Yosef had been kidnapped, stolen from his father's house. K'moshe kosov, as he says to the Sar Mashkim, when he wants him to remember to get him out, I was stolen and robbed, kidnapped, you know, from my father's house. V'alkein achakach kishenizvai demechov, and that's why afterwards, when Yosef HaTzadik meets up with his brothers, he carries on in this way of not being open with them. He's hiding from them. He's not showing them who he really is for a whole period of time. As it says, he recognized them. They didn't recognize him, and he was pulling all kinds of tricks with them. And even at the very end, when he wanted to reveal himself, it was through a whole ruse of making it look like they stole his cup, planting his cup in one of their bags. He hid the cup in Binyamin's sack. This teaches us a very important message and a very important hint as to how tzaddikim deal with us. Kishahatzadik bechinas Yosef roitze lahakir esatzmoyim Yisrael laharis lehem ponov amitiim, that when a tzaddik wants to present himself to Klal Yisrael and be able to show them his true face, humesavev imohem bekama genevois, he first has to go through a whole bunch of tricks ad shemakir enoisoy b'emes, before they can come to seeing him for what he really, really is, seeing the real truth about him. Like Yosef HaTzadik with his brothers, where we find it was when he was getting those dreams, he was super tzaddik Yosef. But yet they weren't ready. They weren't ready to receive him in that capacity. So they had to kidnap him. And then he went down to Mitzrayim, and he was sold and sold and sold. And then he had to play games with them and fool them and trick them and trick them again and trick them again. That was all a preparation for the final revelation when he would reveal himself to them in his full glory. All of this is similar to the concept of Sipurei Maisis. Shemalbish bohem haponim shel Torah, whereby the tzaddikim cloak the light of the Torah in these stories. Shezeo bechinas gneva veramos shel tzaddikim kedei lo'orer ha'olam mishinasan. This is the concept of the stealing and the trickery that the tzaddikim have to go through in order to wake Klal Yisrael up from their sleep. She'i efsher lo'oyrarom b'shum oifen kiyim b'derech zeh, whereby it's impossible for the tzaddik to wake up the yidden from their sleep without this. Here again, why? If we would be wonderful and clean, and then there'd be no problem in using the regular channels of Torah and the regular faces of Torah to wake us, to give us das and moichin and everything. Excuse me? The shivim ponim shel Torah, shas, shulchan aruch, all the pshat, remez, and drush of Torah, all of those things. However, once we fall, once Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, or once the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik messed up in the ways that they messed up, it becomes no longer possible for the tzaddik to reveal himself direct. That's when now we have to start playing with all of these plans to rescue them from prison, to bring them out of their yerida, where the tzaddik has to clothe himself. The Torah has to go into hiding in this form of Sipurei Maaseis, and it's only in that manner that it's able to be used to get the people out of the ditch that they're in. There's a very important point related to what we're saying now. The Gemara makes a statement that's quoted often, Dayoi le'evet liyos karaboi, that it's only right that a servant should not be better than the master. Rashi brought this in Chumash that we had recently in the case of Yitzchak Avinu, who knew that Yosef HaTzadik was still alive. He knew. Yaakov Avinu didn't know, but Yitzchak Avinu, through his Ruach HaKodesh, knew. So the question is, why didn't he tell his son Yaakov Avinu, who he saw going through such anguish and everything, why didn't he tell him? So the Gemara says, Rashi quotes Gemara saying, because Yitzchak Avinu said, if Hashem's not telling him, why should I? I'm not going to be more religious, you know, I'm not going to be better to Yaakov than Hashem is. He knew that Yaakov Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh. And if Hashem saw fit to conceal this knowledge from Yaakov Avinu, he said, and I'm not going to outdo Hashem. It's brought about Hashem, V'anoichi hastir astir espona b'yamahu. If there's anybody that has the right to keep a big profile, it's Hashem. To walk tall and carry a big stick, it's Hashem. And Hashem writes about himself that when we come close to the coming of Moshiach, V'anoichi hastir astir espona b'yamahu. I'm going to be super, super hidden. Hidden, hidden. So if that's what Hashem is doing, the tzaddikim say, "Dayei kevet liyos karaboi." If Hashem is hiding himself, how much more so for sure, that we have to keep a low profile. We have to keep ourselves super, super hidden, or else there'll be a big makatre, or else the sultan's going to say, what are you doing? In a generation like this, all the nuts and yutz is running around, that tzaddik has the right to show himself, to wear a sign, I'm a tzaddik, where's Bechira? On the contrary, Hashem is in hiding. The tzaddik has to be in hiding also. And that's the test. The test is, who's going to look for him, and who's going to really look to see, and to find, and to strip away the layers of covering, to see who's the real, real tzaddik. We said it's impossible to wake him up from sleep without this Gneid and Ramos. The Alkain Osak Yosef Besipur Chalim Yosef. Here again, there's a question. If Yosef HaTzadik was such a big Talmud Chacham, and he had so much to give to his brothers, why didn't he give him a shir in Shulchan Aruch? So if he wanted to impress them, if he wanted to show them who he is, and if he wanted to be Makar of them, why tell him dreams, which they might interpret, they might say he's been smoking too much, or who knows what he's been doing too much? Why didn't he give them a clear shear and everything? The answer about Rav Nosson Zal says, Valkein Osak Yosef Besipur Chaloy Moisov Ubepitorin Chaloy Mois. This is why Yosef HaTzadik was Osak in telling over his dreams and interpreting Paro's dreams. Ki HaChaloy Mois Hein Bechina Sipurei Maisius. Because dreams are Sipurei Maisius. Ki Kol Chaloyim Umaisa. Because every dream is a story. And we see that that's bedafka what the tzaddik was involved. Yosef HaTzadik, all we read about him. His encounter with Paroi, dreams. His encounter with his brothers, dreams. And that's all we read about him. Ube'emes, melubosh, bahamaisius, shalachaloimois, dvorim, givoyim, venelomim, moid, moid. Whereas the truth is that in these dreams is hidden the highest, highest secrets of Torah. Ubefrat, bahachaloimois, shalat tzaddikim. And especially when a tzaddik dreams something, shehem bechinas nevua, the dreams of tzaddikim are a form of prophecy. Ki chaloim echot mishishim benevua. The Gemara says this, that a dream is 1/60th of prophecy. When it's the right kind of person that's dreaming. Ki hachaloim hu b'shas hashena. Because dreams take place during sleep. Umi shezoche lishon b'gdusha. And a person who is zoche to go to sleep with holiness, after having had a whole day of serving Hashem and everything, and saying Kriya Shema Lamita with the right kavona and everything, azai kol chaloimoisov hein b'chinas yisoyerus hashena. Then each one of his dreams represents the waking up from sleep. It represents the opposite of sleep. Ki chaloimoisov hein b'chinas sipurei maisius shemalubash b'hem ponim shel Torah. His dreams represent, are similar in concept to those stories which have hidden in them the 70 lights of the Torah. Which is what's used to inspire people, to wake people up. Whereas the dreams of people that are not tzaddikim, or the opposite of tzaddikim, by them, their dreams represent thickness of sleep, you know, doubling the sleep. Just like the stories that the world tells, what are they used for? To put people to sleep. Everybody knows bedtime stories. That the stories that the Welt tells are intended to help a person go to sleep. Whereas the stories that tzaddikim tell are intended to inspire, to awake a person who's spiritually asleep. There's nothing that's going to wake him up and inspire him as much as the stories of tzaddikim. Now you could understand why it is that the tzaddikim use stories to inspire people or to wake people up from sleep. Because this is a general rule when it comes to Kabbalah. That whenever you want to fix a problem, you have to go to the root of the problem, to the source of the problem, to fix it. When you want to be mamtik a din, you have to go to the place of din and make the tikkun there. As we explained in another place, the words that Rabbeinu Zal spoke when he gave this shir in Likutei Moran, the Torah that we're learning now, Sheomar Oz Rabbeinu Zal said, Ani omarti achshav gimel dvorim lehetach min olam. Rabbeinu Zal said that in this shir that I've given, I said three things that contradicts what the world says. Ve'echot mehem hu, one of the three was, Sheho'olam oimrim, people say, Shayidei sipur maisa nimsheches hashena. That by hearing stories, that's what brings sleep onto a person. When a person can't fall asleep, and you want to help them into sleep, the way that you do it is by telling them a story. Vani omarti lehefech. Whereas in this shir in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal said, I said the opposite. Shayidei sipurei maisius mo'oyer me'ashena. That by hearing stories, you take a person out of his sleep, out of his spiritual sleep. As Rav Nosson Zal discusses in Yoredeya and Hilchas Yayin Nesach, Hainu Kanal, this is tied into what we just said here. Ki minei ubei iba lezel beinarga. Because when a person wants to chop down trees, what does he use? An axe. What is an axe made out of? Wood. From the forest, from the tree, he takes a piece to chop the tree down with. When a tzaddik wants to be mamtik a din, he has to go into the din and pull out something. The thing that puts people to sleep is stories of this, all the nonsense of this world. When a tzaddik wants to pull somebody out of sleep, he's got to use that same tool, a comparable type tool, a story, but his story being the kedusha story, to bring the person out of the sleep. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'shoroshoi. Because this is the deal, and this is the rule, that you can't sweeten a din without going to the place of din. You can't chop wood without taking wood from the forest. A tzaddik can't fix a Jew who has fallen into the silliness and foolishness of this world, which is all stories and stories and stories. The The only way that Tzaddik can fix the person is by stories. He's got to use stories to make a tikkun for the person who fell into the ditch through stories. The Alkein, therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, Shekibel Kol Hoayin Ponim Shtoyer Shaloviv, Yosef HaTzadik, who is the one son of Yaakov Avinu, to whom Yaakov Avinu transmitted all 70 channels of Torah, Kemoshe Kosov, as it says, Ki ben zekunim hu loy, that Yosef HaTzadik was the Zokain son. Vom Razala in the Gemara says Kol ma, that he was the most intelligent of all of them. Kol ma shelomad mishem ve'ever mosar loy, that everything that Yaakov Avinu had learned in the yeshivas of Shem ve'ever, he transmitted to Yosef. He channeled all of that into Yosef. What was he learning in yeshiva? The 70 channels of Torah, all 70 faces of the Torah. Alkein hoyo yodea lahalbish haTorah b'sipurei ma'aseis. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik had the knowledge and the capability of knowing how to dress up these 70 faces of the Torah in stories. Shein b'chinas sipur hachaloimois shesiper leechov, which is the whole concept of these stories that he tells his brothers, the dreams that he tells over to his brothers. These are the sipurei ma'aseis. In which were cloaked the faces of the Torah. His brothers were not willing to believe and to realize that in those dreams were hidden secrets of Torah. The whole Oyer HaTorah, the Ponim of Torah, was hidden in that. Not only didn't they accept this as a benefit to them, but the Torah testifies that they hated him because of his dreams and his stories. And we find that in the end, what gave Yosef HaTzadik the ability to rise in stature to being king of Egypt almost was the interpretation of dreams. Ki Yosef hoyamevin hoemes v'hatoyro hanelam b'chol sipurei ma'aseis. Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was able to understand and recognize the truth and the Torah, which is found in all the stories of the world. Shehem b'chinas chaloimos, which of an example of it is dreams. Ki be'emes gam b'chaloimos v'sipurei ma'aseis sho'elam esaprim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says now that you should know that in the conversations of people, when people give over news items, or you ask a person what's new and he tells you a story, this, that incident that happened to him, in those sichos of people in the world is hidden very deep secrets, information. It's just that the people don't realize what they're saying. We have stories like this in Chumash, or in other places where you find this, where a person said something and he didn't realize that the brothers of Yosef, when they met him and they said, "Kulanu b'nei," you know, we're all sons of one father. They didn't realize that the words that came out of their mouth were all of us in this room, including Yosef HaTzadik. They were saying secrets, revealing secrets in a sense, and they didn't even realize what they were saying. Avolat tzadik ho'emes, p'chinas Yosef, yoideya u'meivenes ha'toyrah v'ho'emes ha'ne'elam b'hem. Whereas the true tzadik, who is Yosef, he's got the filter to filter out all the shtus, the nonsense of what people are saying, and he's able to get the true messages and the secrets that are hidden in the conversations of people. This is why it's brought by Rabbeinu Zal, that whenever a person would come into him, he would always ask, what's new? He had a tremendous curiosity to hear news. Why? Because when he heard the news, the Sipurei Ma'aseis, to him it was all Torah, it was all messages of Torah that he was getting in those words. Valkein hoyo yodea lifter chalomoy shel Paroi. This is why Yosef HaTzadik had the ability to interpret Paroi's dreams. And it's the dafka through that he rose to such stature. The ikar hakium shel Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, the main thing that sustained the Jews in Egypt, kol yemei agolus, throughout their exile. The ikar hageula, and the main exit from golus al yedei Yosef was bedafka through Yosef HaTzadik. Hainu al yedei sipurei ma'aseis shelo, through his stories. Shein bechinas hachaloymos shesiper, which are the dreams that he told. Shaydeze nimshach his oirus hashena. We just learned that what wakes people up from sleep? Dreams, stories. This is why the Zohar HaKadosh and the other Sfarim call Yosef the hero of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because when the Jews were in Egypt, they were in exile, which means sleep. What takes a person out of sleep? Sipurim Isis. Who is the one who is doing all the Sipurim Isis in Mitzrayim? Yosef HaTzadik. Ki agolus ubechina shena, vagula ubechina sisoiros hashena kanal. Ki ikar hagula hu al yidei tshuva, shezoichin al yidei Sipurim Isis kanal. Because the Gemara says, and the Zohar Kodesh says, that the main geula is dependent on tshuva. We say, uvo letzion goyel, uleshove fesh abiyakov, that geula is going to come about through tshuva. And Rav Nosenzal says, the main tshuva is going to be brought about through Sipurim Isis. Because when Jews do sins, they fall into sleep, they fall into death. You want to take them out, you want to be machzer them b'tshuva, the most important thing is Sipurim Isis. Whether it's learning Chumash Bereishis with them, the story part, or learning Ein Yaakov with them, as Rabbi Rosenfeldzal did, teaching Ein Yaakov, that was his keli for being Mekarev people, the story portion of the Gemara. He understood that that's what helps, that's what's most effective in being Machzer B'tshuva. A person who's religious, and so he can learn Baba Kama, he can learn this, it's not because that's giving him the light that he needs. But if somebody is in a bechinas shena, if somebody has done sins and, which has brought him into shena, you want to bring him out of the sleep, for that you need the stories. Yufim Ches. Rav Nosenzal says, V'alkein, and therefore, kol hanavim v'hakadmoinim hishtamshu bozeh b'sipurim Isis. This is why you find that all the prophets and all the earlier tzaddikim used this means to bring people close to Hashem, to bring people out of their sleep. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in one place, in earlier generations, when they used to teach secrets of Kabbalah, they used to teach it in the format of Rabbeinu Zal Sipurim Isis, talking about a king and a queen and ukemavurk tzas, bekaman of voice, as we find in some of the prophecies that are actually mentioned in the Torah, kamashikosu b'Yeshaya, as we find one place in Yeshaya Novi where it says, Kerem hoyoli didi, my friend had a vineyard, bekeren ben shemen, vayizokeyu, and it goes on to relate the whole story as a parable. V'chein hakoil hayoim yachroish hachoyresh, v'chein b'yirmiya, v'yecheskel, u'b'shar hanavim, u'b'frat nevuas zecharia. In all of these cases, we find stories being related, that the nevuah, the message to the Yidden, is being presented in story form. U'b'emes, now here comes a very interesting piece of information, because I mentioned to you that there are some people that make comments or jokes about Rabbeinu Zal Sipurim Isis. So don't think that this is new. Rav Nosenzal writes here, Ube'emes, Hoyuk Tzas Yisrael Oimrim Al Yechezkel, Haloi Mamshel Mesholim Hu. There were people that made comments about Yechezkel Hanovi, that who is this guy? He's all kind of business. That he's not a Ben Torah, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He's telling these parables, he's one of these Hasidim or something. Ki Loi Rotzu Lahamin Sheyesh Beguf Hamaisiois, Soidois, Nifloim, Venoiroim. They didn't want to believe that in the stories that Yechezkel HaNavi was telling, that there were hidden very deep secrets of Torah in them. Rakomru Shehumam Shel Mesholim, Kederech Moishle Mesholim. But rather they said he's into poetry or literature, like Shakespeare, Lahavdil, Lahavdil. Shoimre Mesholim Besichlam Hoinoishi. Like these people who come up with parables and things like that, using their own human intellect, not something. Not a message from Hashem. Ube'emes, whereas the truth is, Hasipurim Isis Shelat Tzadikim Vanaviim Yesh Soidois Gedoilim Be'etzem Amaisa. These stories that these Tzadikim related have in them very great secrets that are found in the story itself. Shekol Teva V'chol Inyan Merames L'dvorim El Yoinim Oy. Every word in these stories and every concept that's mentioned in these stories alludes to very deep, high-level things. Kimalubosh bohem ho'ayin ponim shel Torah. There is hidden in them the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 lights of the Torah. Val yodom daiko mo'irin me'ashena kanal. And it's bedafka through these stories that it's possible to bring people out of sleep. spiritual sleep or any kind of sleep. V'zeo b'chinas kol mamore rabba bar barchono. This is the concept behind these special stories that appear in the Gemara in Baba Basra of Rabba Bar Bachana, which he told that he was in a ship and he saw this, all those stories which Rabbeinu Zal bases the first 14 chapters of Likutei Moran on. The Hamishtoi, and the special Gemara where it speaks about Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi. Rabbi Yochanan was relating, and he also related these wondrous stories, Sha'achreyem, which follow the stories of Rabba Bar Bachana. Kegoin Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi, Vishar Hamaisis Hamuvoim Medivari Razal, and the other stories that are brought in the Gemara, or in the Medrash, or in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shekulam Heim Bechinas Sisoirus Hashena. All of these stories, the main reason for them is to arouse people from sleep. La'oira b'nei odom ishinosom shelo yishnu esimeim. To arouse people from sleep, to awaken them so that they shouldn't sleep away their lives. La'achzir lohem haponim dikdusha. To restore the ponim of kedusha to the people, which is what leaves when a person falls asleep. When a person falls asleep, he closes his eyes, his chokhmah, his das, his sechel closes down. If the people will be zeche to be inspired and awakened through them. Look at this interest. I never even noticed this myself, that it's brought that in the Torah Shebichsav, it begins with Chumash Bereshis, which is all stories. And that's considered the most important part. Likutei Moran begins, the first 14 or 18 chapters in Likutei Moran are based on stories. They're based on stories, these wild stories that are found in the Gemara about Rabba Bar Barchana and these other great rabbis that saw certain unusual things, all based on this issue that the beginning, the first thing you have to do is wake a person up, then you can talk to them. And the thing that wakes a person up is the stories, these Sipurim Isis. Because these stories in particular have in them these Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, you know, this tremendous depth. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to draw an analogy, a comparison between this topic. Before, he made a comparison between the topic of taking depth of Torah and clothing it in stories. He compared that to Yaakov Avinu putting on Esav's clothing, remember? And he showed how that was the same thing, and that the results were the same. That just as we've learned that through Sipurei Maaseis, a person gets to great wealth, and a person gets to his Boinenus HaTorah, the things that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran that this is all based on. Rav Nosson Zal had showed earlier that when Yaakov Avinu dressed up in Esav's clothing, that's how he got the brachos from Yitzchak, and that's how he got the great Hizboinenus and other things that took place over there. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show a comparable situation in the counting of the Omer, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Just listen first, hear the whole thing out, and you'll see how it ties together. V'zehu b'chinas Sfiras Omer. Ki oimer soirim humaychal behema, because the measure of barley that's used in the korban oimer is something that's usually associated with animals. According to the Torah, wheat is classified as the higher level grain. Barley is lower level. Wheat is generally associated with human food, whereas barley is called maychal behema. The ikar hashena shu bechinas golus mitzrayim bechinas avedas haponim nimshach mi maichel behema shloin izbar adayin lemaichel odom kemavur batayronal. Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, which is the chapter that this is all based on, that what causes a person to fall asleep, what causes a person to lose his das, and to lose the ponim, which we're calling the das, is in many cases. Is when a person eats something improper. When a person eats something that hasn't been nizbarer l'maychal odom, he eats something that isn't refined yet to the state where it's worthy for humans, but it's rather in a more rough state, in a more raw state, where it's classified as maychal behema. And by eating that kind of item, that could cause the person to lose his seichel, to lose that great level of das, which means losing the ponim. As in the example we had with Adam Arishon, that as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, he brought death into the world. Death means permanent sleep. Death is avedas haponim. All of these things. V'alkein achsho b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim shonu tzrichem l'soira me'ashena. lotzeis mitumas mitzrayim velizko islayim ponim shel toiro shubchinas kabbalas haTorah b'shvuas. Therefore, at this point in time, right after Pesach, right after the first day of Pesach, when the Jews have exited Mitzrayim and they're headed towards Har Sinai, where they're supposed to receive the Torah in its fullest form, all 70 lights of the Torah, she'anu tzrichim lehis'orer me'ashena, where we're supposed to wake up from our sleep and to leave the Tumah of Mitzrayim, alkein tzivso ha'Torah lehovi korban me'so'orim daika. That's why Hashem instructed us, bedaf given, to bring a korban from barley. Shehu ha'oimer so'orim shumaychel behema, shehu bechinas hamtokas hadin b'shoroshoi. This is the concept of sweetening the din at its source. Just like we said that the thing that brings people away from Hashem is stories, all the stories of Olam Hazeh, all the nonsense and shtuyot, newspapers and books and novels and this, that, all of these things that take people away from Hashem, we said therefore the way tzaddik can bring people back to Hashem is with stories, but the right kind of stories. Here also, just like the thing that brings people away from Hashem is Meichel Behema, the fact that they're not eating Meichel Odom, so too, when a person wants to come close to Hashem, they have to bring a korban from Meichel Behema. They're taking that item and making a tikkun out of it. Shezeo Bechinas, Hisoirus Hasheno, Aidei Sipurei Maisis Daika. This is comparable to the issue of waking somebody up from sleep by telling him stories. Shehu Gamkein Bechinas Hamtokas Hadin Bisharoshoi. That was also an example of sweetening the din by going to the source of din, using that item which the Yetzer Hara used for bad, converting it and using it for good. Shehat Tzadik Moirid Es Atzmoi. The Tzadik lowers himself. Umaldish Es Atzmoi Ves HaToyra B'Sipurei Maisis Shel Olam. The tzaddik dresses himself up and dresses up his Torah in stories, in regular stories, like the kind of stories that people tell, ubemilin dechoil, and in regular type talk. He's not talking Torah, he's talking about regular things. Umedaber im hoilam sichas chulin, and he speaks to people seemingly on their level, talking about regular mundane things in their lives. The cholze kedei lo'oyrom ulahakitzam. And his whole reason for doing this is because he's hiding in that a super bright light of Torah, which is going to be used to wake these people up. Ki e efsher lehischabri mohem, because it's impossible for a tzaddik to make a connection with regular people, ula oyram, and to wake them up and inspire them, kiim kishemoyrid atzmoy alehem ledaberi mohem mein yoneim, unless he lowers himself to them and is able to engage them in conversation in things that they can relate to. Shehem in yonei choil, which is weekday kind of thing, or common kind of stuff. V'sipurei maisis, or stories about the news and this and that. V'ideized daiko mo'irer mishinosam. And by engaging them in that kind of conversation, that's what gives him the connection in through which he can feed his light of Torah in order to be able to wake them up from sleep, umachziram b'tshuva, and bring them back. Ukemavura b'zeh b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymois. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in many places in his forum, that a tzaddik must have this ability, or anybody that wants to be oisik at being makar of people has to know that you've got to be able to talk to the person. You can't yell to the person from on top of a mountain to a guy who's down below. You got to first come down the mountain and meet him there and connect with him and be able to talk to him on a level that he's willing to communicate with you, and then try to sneak into the conversation items of Torah. And even then, hide it, dress it, a story, a sipur emaisis, a sipur, and that'll be able to pull the person out. Nimtza shehat tzadik misaknom umachziram b'tshuva b'ma shekilkelu daika. So that by the tzaddik going about it this way, he's using that item which caused these people to go away from Hashem, which is stories, all kinds of stories and stuff, he's using that item to bring them back to Hashem. Dehainu, be'inyon echoil ubemilan dalma, by all kinds of, gashmias type discussion and talk. שבוזה ביעצמי מחזירם בתשובה על ידי שעוסק אימון בסיפורי מייסס של עניון איכול דייקה כנאו. That's how the tzaddik brings them back, by being willing to talk to them and discuss with them things which are inyone choil, but the tzaddik's whole intent in doing it is to give him the opening, the kesher with them, and to give him the opening to be able to throw in the things that he wants to include, you know, items of Torah. And even then he's going to do it with tremendous caution, he's going to cover it, he's going to be malbish it in stories and things like that. V'zehu b'chinas oimer soirim. This is the concept of the korban oimer that we bring from barley. Alidei meichel behema. Shedaiko alidei meichel behema. Shaydeze ovatnu aponim. It's bedafka by using barley, which is associated with meichel behema, which is what caused us to lose our das, our sechel, our ponim. Alideze daiko onamatar matzmenu. By using that for a mitzvah, using that for a korban, that's how we're purifying ourselves. We purify ourselves at that time. The holiness of this sacrifice has the ability to flip things completely around, where we're taking that item which resulted before in a yerida and using that item to cause an aliyah. In that item which we messed up in previously, that item is bringing about the tikkun. It's bedafta through this korban, which is coming from animal food, that's what's helping us get to be able to seek out the shivim ponim shel Torah. Sheze bechinas sfira soimer. This is the concept of the mitzvah of counting of the Omer, whereby from that day, when they bring that korban, we start a count of 49 days leading up to Shavuos. It starts from the day they bring the Omer. Shebohem mevakshim haponim shel adusha, where what is a Jew doing during that 49-day period? He's seeking out Hashem. He's seeking out the das, the ponim of Kedusha. He's showing his anxiousness and his yearning towards the holiday of Shavuos, when he's going to be receiving the Torah. Ad shezoichen lekabel ho'ayin ponim shel Torah b'Shavuos, till the grand finale, when the person is going to be zoichen to receive that full spectrum of the light of Torah, all 70 channels of Torah on Shavuos. V'alkein soifrim hayomim lo'imer. That's why we count the days. Hayom yom rishon lo'imer. Hayom shnei yomim lo'imer. Hayom shlo. כי על ידי אומר סוירים שהוא בחינס סיפורי מייסיס שמלביש מפונם של תורה במייסיס שהוא בחינס עשיה שהוא בחינס הדר הדס בחינס בהמייס, because through the אומר, which is comparable to סיפורי מייסיס, סיפורי מייסיס is also a low level, it's something for animals, for dummies, like, you know, a dummy you tell stories to, an intelligent person you sit them down and tell them stories to. So in other words, the Omer Soirim is comparable to the concept of Sipurei Maaseis, and that's what's leading to the tikkun. What by hiding that ki b'hamaisa ein royin hadas, because in a story you don't necessarily see the seichel in an obvious manner. It's hidden in the story. It's only one who realizes that there is a seichel to it and looks in it. He knows. You have two people, a person who sees the Sefer, Rabbein Zal Sefer, Sipurei Maaseis, let's say, for the first time, and he doesn't know that this was written by a big tzaddik, or he doesn't believe it. He'll look at it and he'll say, this is for a 7-8-year-old kid and finished. And then you'll have a Talmud Chacham, written about the Chidushei Horim, the first Gera Rebbe, that he was once at a bris. There was a situation where there was a bris taking place, and the bris was delayed a very long time. Snow or something, I don't remember what it was. So he asked them to go over to the shelf and pull out a sefer, and whatever sefer, they said, which sefer? He said, whatever sefer you get. They took out a Sipurei Maaseis. And during the time they were waiting, it was about an hour and a half, he went through the whole sefer. He was one of the tzaddikim of 150 years ago, 200 years ago. So after he finished the sefer, he said that in all the other stories, I understood a little bit. But in the story of the seven betlers, I have no understanding whatsoever. He read these stories, and he realized that these weren't just children's stories. He realized that for a Talmud Chacham like him, there was tremendous musar and tremendous depth to it, period. So he said, this is what gives us the ability to wake up from sleep and to do tshuva, to lotzeis mi tumah latara, sheze b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why as soon as we bring the Korban Omer, which is like the wake-up call, that's when we start the count. The Korban Omer is like the alarm clock going up. Just like the Sipurei Maisis is supposed to be the thing that wakes the person up, then once he's woken up, he starts walking, he starts doing things. Here also, right after, we start counting from the Omer. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likud Imran that through the ability of waking people up from sleep, number one, that causes pekidas akoros, that takes women that were barren and gives them the ability to have children, shezeo bechinas pekidas Yitzchok, comparable to the case of Yitzchok Avinu, where his mother Sarah was barren, couldn't have children, and suddenly was able to have children. Kemavura Bahatoiranal, as is explained in this chapter on Likud Imran. It's not our topic. Rabbeinu Zal on Likud Imran over there in chapter 60 goes into this over there in detail, showing the connection between Sipurei Maisis and waking up from sleep and this issue of Pekida Sakoros. The Alkein Noilad Yitzchok bePesach. This is why the Torah tells us that Yitzchok Avinu was born on Pesach, Shehu Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is when the Yidwan Adam Mitzrayim. Bechinas Hisoyrus Hashena Kanal. Vaide Pkidas Yitzchok Bechinas Yiro Zoichen Larichas Yomim. And when there is this Pkidas Akorois, which represents a Hisgalus of Yiro, because Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when a woman who couldn't have children for a long time suddenly gives birth, there's a tremendous flow of blood. And blood redness represents the sinyan of Yira, Gevurais. There's an explosion of these Gevurais in a sense. And through this, Zoichen L'Arichas Yomim. Through that, we Zoiche to Arichas Yomim. We mentioned earlier, Yiras Hashem, Toisif Yomim. That's what increases the days. Dahainu L'Harich Hayomim Bikdusha, which means this ability of lengthening each day. Shekol yom v'yom shabo achakach ye'oruch v'godol yoyser b'toises kedusha ma'isim tovim, whereby every new day in a person's life should be filled with more. He should be able to pack in more mitzvahs and more kedusha, more avodas Hashem, than in a previous day. Ki tchilas hayom hu kotzer etzel kol echad. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the beginning of each day is short for each person. A person starts off the day slow. They start off, it takes some time to get cranked up. And then as the day is going on, you have to broaden it and be able to pack more into each hour. And that's within one day. Then the second day, he's got to continue from where he left off at the end of the first day. Let's say by the end of Sunday, he was cranking up to a level of 12 mitzvahs an hour. Then on Monday morning, he's supposed to begin with that and continue from there and try to get cranked up to 30 mitzvahs an hour. V'zehu b'chinas sfira shesoifrim b'chol yom v'yom l'yomer. This is the concept of the sfira that we count for the yomer. By doing it this way, by saying Hayoim Shnei Yomim Loimer, we're plugging today into this Oimer. Remember, the Oimer was the wake-up call. The Oimer, the Michael Behema, the Oimer son, represented the Hislapshus of the Oyer in something low level. By saying this number of days to the Omer, we're plugging in each day to get a charge from this Sipurei Maisius, from this source, which is the story. So that we shouldn't lose our days in sleep. But rather, that we should be able to watch every single day, in being alert, that each day should be longer and have more kedusha packed into it than a previous day, to fulfill the instruction in the Chumash, which says each day should be a whole. Make it whole. Don't lose any hours along the way. V'zeo b'chinas ha-sfiro lishmores hayoy moed. This is the reason why we count the days, because something that's counted is watched. If you're not sure how many you have, or you're not interested in specifically how many you have, then you're not watching it as closely. The person knows, I have six of these diamonds. It's not a matter of, well, I'm not sure, I might have left one of them behind over there. You know, I might have forgotten one. No such thing as forgetting that. It's like that kind of item which you give to an, which you give over by number. Because all of our days are counted and measured by Hashem. Hashem grants a person a limited number of days, a counted number of days. And we have a responsibility to watch the time very, very much. To see to it that each and every single day we should broaden it from its beginning. Whereby the day starts in a state of katnus, small. It starts off very small and narrow in a sense, in terms of how much kiddusha is being packed into it. And a person has to realize immediately when the day begins that the time is going to fly. The time goes very quick. Therefore, from the moment the day starts, the person has to be watch that clock, watch the time. And to try very hard to widen the day and broaden the day by packing in more kiddusha into each hour as the day goes on, building up a momentum in a sense. The alkein tzrichin lisperes hayomim mitchilosom betchilas halayla. This is why the mitzvah of sfira is done mamish at the first moment of the day. Because we know that by the Jews, the day begins from nighttime. And mamish at seis ha-kochovim, that's when we do the mitzvah of sfira. Kamo shekosuv tmimois tihiyena. Because the pasuk says, make your days whole. And whole means, don't wake up in the middle of the day and say, oh, I guess I should be watching what I'm doing. From the second the day is beginning, you're counting it already, and you're realizing that you're on a red alert to watch that time. Because a person has to watch the day from when it begins, lahagdiloi ulaharichoi mikatnus legatlus, to see to it, to lengthen it and widen it, to take it from the level of katnus to the level of gatlus, lahoisif kedusha becholeis uvechol shor, to see to it, to add kedusha every minute, every hour. Look how. Oh, let's first finish the paragraph. And how do you lengthen the day? How do you make the day important? By adding kedusha to it. In other words, by seeing to it, to draw kedusha into the day, producing mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, mibchinas ha-sipurei ma'asis hanal. And to start it through this concept of sipurei ma'asis, shein b'chinas oimer so'irim, shein b'chinas is oirurus ha-sheino, we said that the telling of stories is what wakes the person up, is the wake-up call, or the Oimer Soirim, which is similar to this concept of telling stories. It's Michael Behema. It's going down to a certain level. That's also an example of this wake-up call. Shezeo Bechinas Arichas Yomim Anal V'alkein Soifrim Hayomim Loimer. Now watch what Rav Nosson Zal does. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why we use this word sfira, counting. V'zehu sfira soimer, sfira daiko loshen sipurei maisius. The word lispor in Hebrew has two meanings, to count or to tell a story. It's the same word. Ki sefer, v'soifer, v'sipur, heim v'china achas, ki yodua. Because in the Sefer Yetzirah, which is one of the Kabbalistic Sforim, there it says that these three items are one. Sefer, a book, Sipur, a story, and Soifer, one who counts, are all one. In other words, the word Soifer means a scribe, and the word Soifer means one who's counting. How they're both the same. Hainu, Sfira Soimer, Bechinas Soifer, the concept of counting the Oimer, which is called a Sefer, one who counts, Hibchinas Sipurei Maisis Kanal, is synonymous with the telling of a story. Bechinas Sipur, it's the same word, Sefer and Sipur. Shebohem Melubosh HaTorah, Bechinas Sefer Torah. Within the Sipur and within the Sefer is found the Torah. Within the stories and within the counting of the Omer, both items contain the Sefer. Sefer is the Torah. This is a quote from the Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah is written in Kabbalistic terms, and it's very short there. And there it says that these three are one Bechina. So the Sforum that explain it according to Kabbalah, and in fact you'll find that there's places in Kutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal shows the comparison between the act of counting, how counting is a form of limiting tzimtzum, just like a sipur, just like a sipur, a story, is also an meaning of tzimtzum. You're taking the 70 faces of the Torah and being lowering it and being mitzamtzem it into a story. There's a lot to explain on that, but here he's giving it to us in capsule form. He's saying that number one, telling over the right kind of stories, or number two, counting of the Omer, both of them are synonymous. In both of them is hidden the Sefer, the Torah. V'zehu Omer Soirim. Now Rav Nosson Zal show us a chiddush on the word Omer from the Likutei Moran. This is why it's called Omer, which means a specific measure of barley. Omer hu ayin moer. The word Omer, it can be split up into two parts. The letter ayin, and the remaining letters spell the word moer. Kemoshekosuf Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in another chapter in Likutei Moran, in chapter 10, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ayin heim ayin ponim shel Torah. Ayin of the word Omer alludes to the 70 faces of the Torah. Shemeluboshim b'hasipurei maisis shel shonim kadmoy. Sipurei maisis nishonim kadmoy is, which is represented by the tzaddik Mordechai, shehu mor deroer. Kemavura b'Torah nal ayin sham heitev. These 70 faces of the Torah are hidden in sipurei maisis nishonim kadmoy is, which is represented by the tzaddik Mordechai. Shehu mor deroer, kemavur ba'ter anal ayin sham heitev, as is expressed in that chapter in the Gemara. Look at it, you'll see. Mordechai represents a super high level of Torah. Deroer means chayrus, freedom, which relates to simcha, which relates to one of the highest levels of kedusha. So this is what Rav Nosson Zal presents in this paragraph. He wanted to show the comparison between the issue of taking someone who's on a low level, he's in a state of sleep, baruchnias, or in a state of golos, and bringing him out of there by taking the light of the Torah, the shivim ponim l'shel Torah, and cloaking it in sipurei maisis. Rav Nosson Zal showed how we have an example of that within our schedule of the Jewish calendar year in the Sfiras Omer. The Jews coming out of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is golos, golos is sleep. And coming out of Mitzrayim by bringing the Korban Omer, which is Bedafka Michael Behema, which means going down to a very low level, just like Sipurei Maisis is going down to a seemingly low level, in which is Melubosh, a very high level light. Because this word Omer has in it the ayin, showing that the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah is clothed in this Omer Soirim, in this counting, which is comparable to Sipurei, the telling of a story.